B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, hi there, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati coming to you on Wednesday, February 26th. Felger and Maz presented by DraftKings here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Maz, Big Jim Murray alongside from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Ready for the Brady Watch next day?
Yep.
Okay, I've lost track of the days. 21 days until the contract expires. We're still in Indianapolis, and Tom Brady's still being talked about. And apparently there is a new team we have to take seriously entering the mix for Tom Brady. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How do you feel about that, Maz?
Here's how I feel. I've said this to you before. If Brady comes back to the Patriots on the kind of deal it is, he's a sucker. Unless he gets some sort of great deal, he's a sucker. If he goes to Tampa Bay, he's a moron. Seriously, Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay. You've got to be kidding me. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the dregs of the National Football League. Tampa Bay as a city is America's colon, as far as I'm concerned. Like, Brady's going to go play in Tampa Bay of all... I can accept a lot of places. Like, Tennessee, even, right?
So,
like,
hold on. You mind if I present it this way? Because I was just about to play a game with you.
Yeah, go.
I'm going to give you a team, and you tell me if it's good for him and good for the league.
Okay.
If he goes to that Las Vegas Raiders, is that good for him and good for the league?
Yes and yes.
Yep. If he goes to the Dallas Cowboys, is that good for him and good for the league?
Yes and yes.
Yeah.
If he goes to the LA Chargers, is it good for him and good for the league?
Yes and yes.
Okay, so that one, I'll go.
No,
I think
yes.
It's good for...
Probably and yes.
Yeah. Right.
Meaning for him, debatable.
Yeah, right.
Debatable. For the league? Absolutely.
Sure, absolute question.
100%. Miami Dolphins, good for him and the league.
No, and maybe.
So I'll go yes and yes there.
Okay.
But you say maybe on the league, it's not good for the league for him to go to Miami?
No, I would lean towards yes on the league and no for Brady. But I'm somewhere in the middle on Miami.
Tennessee.
I would say yes for him, bad for the league.
Why is it bad for
yes
the league?
Yes and yes.
Oh, because I think there are better places to land Brady.
That's not, I'm not asking you to rank them. I mean, is it good for the league if Tom Brady goes to Tennessee?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. That was the answer.
I mean, again, I just.
I'm not asking you to rank them. Like,
I understand. I'd rather have Brady in a sexier market, but go ahead.
So Tennessee is,
it's good for Brady to be anywhere if we're going to play that game.
Is it good for him in the league for him to be in Tampa?
No.
No and no. So I guess that was convoluted because you didn't play the game the way I wanted. The what I'm saying is, Tennessee, I'm coming around on a sexy market, important market. It's a, you know, in 10 years, that's going to be a top market in, you know, in the country and an important market in the country and all of that. So it's a little bit off in the, it's starting in Tennessee and Nashville, but, we're getting there. To me, Tom Brady and Tennessee make sense because they can win. They can win. And I think that that whole Colin Coward thing, you know, how does he look in the uniform? He doesn't look right in a Tennessee uniform, but he'll look right in a Tennessee uniform if they win. It'll look right, okay? Tampa Bay?
No, I'm sorry. I just can't go there.
Tampa? I don't think there is any place in the league, hardly, that's on the table for Brady to go to that would tarnish his legacy. We've talked about this a lot. Going to Tennessee won't tarnish his legacy. Going to L.A., Vegas, Miami, Dallas, you name the team, it's not going to tarnish his legacy. If he goes to Tampa and puts on that freaking helmet.
It doesn't tarnish the legacy. It doesn't.
I just look at it and say Tampa Bay.
Tampa, oh.
Like, it almost feels like to me, Tom Brady had to go to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay at the end of his career.
From a football standpoint, it makes all the sense in the world, and I know you'll go through Ben Volland's column, but, you know, they're stacked offensively. There's a lot of weapons.
No one cares.
I know that, but...
No one cares about Tampa's weapons.
Well, so does Brady want to win? He can go there and win.
So I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the perception.
Yeah, so the perception doesn't change. It doesn't hurt his legacy if he goes to the Tampa Bay Bucs. He has a better chance to win there than he probably does with the L.A. Chargers.
I mean, so, Murray, I know you're
thinking... get it. Look, they're an irrelevant franchise, and the only negative to going to the Bucs is that they're the Bucs.
Yeah.
That's it. I get it. There is a franchise as there is in professional sports.
And but they Tampa would get is podunk.
It really
is. Oh, it's a terrible,
really
terrible
is.
City.
I see that. Murray, logically, you're right. I mean, they got a lot of weapons. He put up huge numbers there, potentially. It's Tampa. I can't help it. I hear the word Tampa, and I say, oh, my God. Like, you know, dumpsters and white trash and...
The Bucks.
It's Tampa.
So, and Murray, I mean, I'm with you. Like, I think Brady going to another team is good for the league and good for him. Until we get to Tampa. And then I say... Actually, that's the one place if he went there, I would say, no, that's going to hurt business.
I'm telling you, it's America's colon. It is. It just everything passes through there. That's sort of, that's how I look at it. Like, I could justify Detroit. You'd say, well, Detroit's got the worst record in the leagues in the Super Bowl era.
They're an original franchise.
But there's history there,
They're owned by the Fords. Like,
at least the Bucks have won a Super Bowl.
I know, and it still doesn't matter. It still doesn't matter to me, Murray.
If the Bucks move to London, I wouldn't care.
I mean, so look, I want Brady to go somewhere else. I'm firmly on record of this. I'm rooting for it. I turn the page, you know, new era here. It's time to turn the page here. I need a new storyline. The whole thing, I think it's actually good for the Patriots, good for him. I've been on record as this, 100% get out, go somewhere else. Tampa might be the one place I say, oh, well, you know what? Then just come back.
I mean,
if this is what we're going to do, then just come back.
No, I think it's great. I think he'd light it up. You have a lot of New England transplants there. I just want him to go. I want him to go to another team. I want to try to prove the haters wrong. No, I want to see him play at an MVP level and walk away. Yes, it would aesthetically look hideous if he has to wear that god-awful uniform and playing in that dump of a city and that terrible stadium, again, for the most irrelevant franchise maybe in the NFL and maybe in all of sports. But he could have a real chance to win there. He could.
Oh, see, I think it's zero chance to win because they're the Bucks. Again, I might be totally wrong.
Murray. So, see, he would have a chance to win there.
He'd have a chance to score.
I think they'd have a chance to win. Their defense was good down there, right? And they were a quarterback away from not throwing 30 interceptions from being a real contender. I mean, really. So he could win there. I just think it's the one place where it wouldn't matter. Or it wouldn't count, or it would look cheesy, or there would be no sex appeal to it for me. At least the Chargers are in L.A., and he's bringing football to L.A.,
sure.
And I can buy that. And even if you said the Lions, that's a good one. He's rehabbing, he's bringing into prominence for the first time ever a cornerstone original NFL franchise. Like that, the Bucs, even if he won with the Bucs, I would say... It's like Gruden's Super Bowl at the Bucs. I hardly consider it.
I mean, to me, the whole market doesn't exist. I just can't get past that part of it. And there's very few NFL places I would say that about. Like, as you said it, Tampa Bay might be, you know, the only one. There's probably a couple of others. Like, as I think about it, Cincinnati. Could you ever see Brady in Cincinnati?
Jacksonville's just another one.
All right, Jacksonville's another good one.
Jacksonville, Cincinnati. So, like, but those teams aren't in the running, so I leave them out. But there are a handful of teams where I would say... No. I want you to go, but no, it can't be there. And Tampa's, I'm sorry, on that list.
Definitely. Like, I would lose respect for him if he went to Tampa.
Make no mistake. Oh, my God. They're in on Brady. They are in on Brady. Jason Light, who has some history with the Patriots. Who does? He has some history with the Patriots. He was a scout with the Patriots when they drafted Brady, for crying out loud. So he's an old school Patriot guy. You know, he's asked about Jameis Winston. He says, we're not saying we don't want Jameis. We're just saying we want to check what's behind door number 2, 3, and 4. I mean, and then Volan wrote this. I mean, this is just so great. And then Bruce Arians, the coach, violated every tampering rule on NFL's books when he was asked if there was a quarterback available who would cause him to pick up the phone. Tom Brady, Arians said. You just can't do that. And we mentioned this yesterday. It's like, you can't do that. But I guess you can. And then Arians goes on the NFL Network with our guy, Andrew Siciliano. Guy's got some ears on him, Maz.
No, he did a lot of listening.
I mean, they're on record as saying, Brady. And so I cut off that answer a little bit. When Bruce Arians was asked if there's any available quarterback he'd pick up the phone for, he said Tom Brady. And then another answer, he said Tom Brady and Philip Rivers is another guy. We'll see. So he basically gave it to you 1-2. He basically said Tom Brady 1, Philip Rivers 2. And if nothing else works out there, we're not saying we can't win without Jameis. We'd still consider. I mean, like, they basically told you the first priority is Brady, Rivers is number 2. And that's that. Listen to this with that in mind. He basically said that before he jumped onto the podium here with the NFL Network. Listen to how obvious it is what their plan is. Go ahead.
You said just now on the podium, you haven't made it yet.
No, we have a plan. We're just not telling anybody.
Okay. what else do you need to see or know?
Oh, nothing.
So you've made up your mind.
Yeah, that's it. No, we have a plan. We're just not telling you, even though he kind of did before when they say, if anyone called, would you pick up the phone? He says, yeah, Brady and Rivers. And then he goes on the NFL Network and he says, no, we have a plan. We're not going to tell you what it is. No, yeah, we know. I mean, it's just so obvious.
Oh,
what
yeah, no,
doing.
No, nothing's changing. I mean, we know what it is. We just have to try to execute it.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Oh, nothing.
You've made up your mind.
Yeah, we're pretty close. We know what we're going to do. And we still just got to see who else is available. Because you have to do your due diligence. You don't really know who's available till the tags come out and all that stuff, if there's a guy really on the market.
Does Jameis know that you know?
No.
Okay. You want to tell? You look at the camera and tell him.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Text him. You said before about door number 2. Who's behind door number 2?
Well, that's the thing. You see all these names. You've never seen a quarterback market with like Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and all these guys that are...
I'm sorry. Just stop. Again. You're not supposed to say who's behind door number 2. You're just not supposed to. But he... Brady?
He comes right out and says,
Brady?
Yeah, he does. It's like, I mean, to talk about not hiding your hand or not, you know, playing by the rules. It's just like, I almost kind of admire him for
it's
it.
Right.
Really. It's like, yeah.
It's so
just,
brazen.
It is. But he knows. He's like, everyone knows who the big fish is. What are we being stupid about it for?
I'm not going to beat around the bush. Brady, man, he's behind door number 2. And Rivers is out there, too. I'm sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Who's behind door number 2?
Well, that's the thing. You see all these names. You've never seen a quarterback market with, like, Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Philip Rivers and all these guys that are potentially going to be out there. You don't know what trades might happen. So you really don't know who is behind door number 2 yet. Then you can make a decision.
Can I try to translate? Jameis is coming back unless there's somebody out there that you might prefer and you think you can get him. If you can get him, whomever that is, right, then that is your guy. Am I reading that the right way?
Pretty much it.
Yeah, that's so good.
Oh my gosh.
So good. I mean,
I can't believe he admitted that part of it.
So like, even though they say we would have Winston back and we think we can win with Winston, he has to be done there. You can't publicly say, have someone ask you. So what you're basically saying is, you prefer a couple guys in the market, and if you get him, you get him, and if you can't, then you'll go back to Jameis Winston. And he goes, yeah, that's pretty much it. You can't do it. You can't bring that guy back. If you're Jameis Winston, don't you feel like the biggest schmuck?
Exactly. I can't believe he answered it the way he did. It's like, yeah, we'll bring him back unless we find something better.
It's so good.
Winston is a moron. I mean, he probably would accept that.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I have my personal feelings as to who the Bucks are going to end up with. Okay.
Me too.
But Rivers.
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 Yeah, agreed.
And Arians knows it. Like, I feel like they've got Rivers in their pocket, and maybe he's saying Brady because just in case Brady says he wants to come, we'll back out of Rivers.
Oh, they're going
to
take a shot.
Absolutely.
They're going to take a big shot at Brady.
Absolutely.
And if, you know, he says,
I don't think it's any coincidence that you get that Florio story we got late yesterday that teams are going to bowl Brady over because they're starved for relevancy, and it's about selling jerseys and putting asses in seats. And maybe no team more in the NFL needs relevancy than the Tampa Bay Bucks, who haven't made the playoffs in 12 years. So they're going to make a real offer. And then you get Volan's story late last night. Like, I think it's real.
Didn't they also just redo their stadium? Didn't they redo it for the Super Bowl? My guess is yes.
Yeah, because they're hosting.
They redid it for WrestleMania coming up in April.
Oh, the real reason.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're right. It fits that market.
I knew it was just speculation a couple of weeks ago, but they confirmed yesterday they're introducing new uniforms in April.
Okay, so they better, because Brady ain't getting in that old thing.
Tampa.
Okay, so Brady to the Bucks. Does that make sense to anyone? Your thoughts right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mav.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mav.
You guys do a great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's not like we don't like Jameis. We do like Jameis. We have to prepare for every scenario. This is a unique year where there's a lot of experienced quarterbacks that could potentially become free agents. We won't know that for a while now, but, you know, what's going to happen, who's going to be available, we don't know. We just prepare for every scenario, and Jameis is one of those scenarios and one of those options, and we feel like we can win with Jameis. We've got to improve in some areas, but he actually did improve in other areas. So, you know, we just have to be prepared for everything and any scenario that could come up. And we've talked through this, and I feel pretty good about our plan, whatever that ends up being.
All right, that's Jason Light, the GM down there in Tampa. I just think, you know, again, I'm all for Tom Brady leaving. I think it's great for the league for him to go somewhere else and win and change the storyline and all this. Belichick winning without Brady, Brady winning without Belichick, injecting life in a new place. Can he do it somewhere else? All of it, I think, is great for the league. That's a blanket statement. But there are a couple of teams where I say, that's just too cheesy. Because I know most Patriots fans say he's not going to look right in any uniform. And it doesn't make sense in any uniform. And I think that's wrong. I think he looks great in the Dallas and Raiders uniform, like money. I think the Chargers and Titans would look a little cheesy at first. But if you win there, it ain't going to look so cheesy. And one is a real market, and the second one's becoming a real market. And, you know, he puts those places on the map and they'll make sense. Even Miami. Tampa, I'm out.
Yeah, I can't go there. Tampa Bay. I mean, Tampa Bay's a joke. Everything about the place is a joke. The team's a joke. The market's a joke. The state's a joke. If he goes there, he's dumb. Like, he's doing it just for money there's some ulterior...
But hold on. What if the money's great? And I think he has a real chance to win there. I'm with Murray on that, you know.
The only threat is the Saints, you know, and they could dip. So you could win that division 10-6. You could if the Saints have a down year.
Yeah, but there are other places that could give him that would be better choices. That's what I'm getting at.
And
like, there's got to be something that separates Tampa from everyone else. And I just don't think there is. Like, someone else.
You're
can
discounting
give him,
the talent there.
You the are. Offensive talent is the weapons are off the charts, But it's Tampa.
And
I can't get past that. I'm sorry.
There's not many feathers that he hasn't been able to put in his cap, but one that hasn't ended in league history is a home team in their home stadium for the Super Bowl, and that could potentially happen if Brady goes to the Bucs.
I'm not sure that would be on his list, but Tampa's just one of those teams where I'm like, no, actually, that would hurt you. That would hurt you, Tom. Just the picture of him in that stupid uniform, whatever they come up with, you know it ain't going to be any better. You know, it's going
to
be another
stupid... Oh, if it goes back to the creamsicle colors, it'd be beautiful. The old 70s, 80s...
I don't think there's any chance they'll do that. I'm with you. That's the only thing I would accept. Otherwise, we can come up with some new stupid pirate logo that's going to be just as cheesy as the current one, and it ain't going to look right. It's going to look like he's in some expansion uniform, for crying out loud.
I just know whenever someone's they're playing Tampa,
right? In basically an expansion city, and it's like, no, it's just one spot. No.
Oh, it's a truck stop for crying out loud.
40 years. Again, the place sucks, and the team historically has sucked, but they've won a Super Bowl. And do you want them gone or not?
Okay. I mean, I do, Murray, but there's a tipping point. It's fair. Johnny in Southie, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Good. Listen, you think if Brady goes elsewhere that Gronk may follow him, or is that a dead deal with him?
I'll tell you this. It depends what team he goes to. The Patriots would still have Gronkowski's rights. We've been over this a million times. Gronkowski can come out of retirement, but where he plays is the Patriots' choice, not his. His contract told, meaning it's when he comes back, there's still a year left, or maybe two. I can't remember, but at least one. So the Patriots have his rights. So he either plays here or they trade his rights. If Tom Brady goes to, say, the Miami Dolphins, I think, you know, it would take a lot for the Dolphins to get Gronkowski out of New England. The Pats are just going to say, okay, division rival, take our quarterback and our best offensive player. Like, here it is. Like, no. They'd ask for multiple first-round picks or blah, blah, blah. So, but Brady to Tampa? That's not on your schedule. Won't be for a while. Really kind of a non-factor. If they say, here's a second-round pick for Gronkowski, I mean, they might do that.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't rule that out. The only obstacle there potentially is that Tampa's got a couple of good tight ends, right? They got O.J. Howard and even the guy behind him, Cameron Brate's pretty good. So, you know, to me, there's no need for Tampa, but you would always take a Gronk if Brady wanted him.
Mike and Swampscott. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Adam Felger. Hey, listen, what about if Brady got a little bit of ownership stake, get a little helicopter pad so he could fly to South Beach to see his Zill?
Yep.
Maybe even, be able to design some uniforms. You could really make generation. Not that he doesn't already have generational wealth, but you can really put a stake in your name on the league.
Oh, no. He's going for generational wealth, which he doesn't think he has. He wants to be a billionaire. He wants to be a team owner, all that. I mean, I just say that he wants to have the kind of money where he could own a team. He wants to go big. So, like, that part might make sense, the location. I mean, didn't someone say at some point he bought property on the west coast of Florida?
Yeah, I thought I heard that too, yeah.
I mean, he's got property everywhere, so who knows if it's just part of that, like, that investment portfolio or what. But it is a hop, skip, and a jump to Miami. It is a hop, skip, and a jump. It makes it easier to go to Costa Rica, and that makes sense.
Absolutely.
The Glazers still own that team?
I believe so.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
And do they still own the soccer team? Are they still Man U?
Man U, yeah.
And so maybe that makes sense. There's a tie-in there. Like, because I think a component here is going to be a business tie-in of some kind. So do the Glazers make it worth his while with their European holdings and a future with the team? Yes, 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 and yes. So I think you can build a case there for me. They're still the Bucks. It's still Tampa. There's still going to be some stupid pirate on his helmet, and I just don't see it.
It's just such a stigma with that franchise. I can't help it.
Patriots once had that stigma.
That's true.
It's true.
That's true, Murray. Yeah. In fact, you could argue it might even have been worse, like, if possible. I don't know that it was quite worse, but, I mean.
Oh, no, it was worse.
It was worse. Again, Tampa won a Super Bowl,
yeah,
too.
It was worse. Tampa has more going on now than you did. Well, by the time Brady got here in 2000, maybe, but you still hadn't won anything.
Pre-Parcells, it was a laughing stock.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
5 years earlier, you could make that case. We were worse in Tampa.
Yeah.
Ken and Rivera. Hi, Ken.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What do you got?
Murray, got to tell you, thank you for having a football mind. You stole all my points, but definitely all great points. Why would Brady not work in Tampa Bay? What does he want? Weapons? Plenty of weapons. Money? Plenty of money. What else are you looking for? That's what he wants, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you can build a case for him there for all of those reasons. I am stuck on the perception and the aura and the brand. I'm stuck on the brand.
Oh, so I told
you. So I think part of it is he wants to attach himself to a quality brand or one that he can turn into a quality brand. And I think Tampa is not a quality brand. And even with him there, still won't be.
It's the freaking Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, it doesn't fit. How do you feel about Arians with Brady?
So, ish. Not the worst. I think he might make more sense than John Gruden, frankly. Both systems aren't quite conducive. You know, Arians likes to throw it deep with these seven-step drops and the quarterback going back and chucking it all over the field, which is really not Brady's thing. But I don't know. It's not. The West Coast is, like, really, really, even though it's more short stuff. I don't know why. Maybe I just argued against myself. I just feel like Brady going to a West Coast system feels like a harder adjustment than going to something than Aaron's does. I don't know why I feel that way.
So I don't look at Aaron's like I look at Anthony Lynn.
Veteran offensive-minded coach.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Exactly. Like, and again, I'm not saying it's a perfect fit, But I'm saying, okay, there's some connection there. There's some link.
He coached Peyton Manning. He coached Kurt Warner to the Super Bowl. Like, there's some offensive passing game pedigree there. There's a good offensive passing game pedigree
absolutely.
There.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, I can see it from that standpoint. Like, even the thing, you know, I say even. Basically, with the point Murray's making. Offensively, the coach has a good offensive mind. Like, I get that. I can't get past the name of the team. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
just can't get past
it. We continue with this thought, and I do have a Bruins minute for you coming up, and I finally have a thought on the Zamboni goalie. It took me a couple days. We haven't mentioned it, because what do you say? A cute story. Wee! The Zamboni driver, you know, won a game and goal. Wee! We're not into fluffy stories like that, right? But I finally thought of something that I just want to weigh in on it. So we'll do all of it after Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
5 seconds remaining. Grizzlick's got the puck back in his own end. And for only the third time all season, the Bruins fall in regulation. And for the first time since the middle of December, they have lost back-to-back games in regulation. You have to go back to December 11th and December 12th for back-to-back losses for the Bruins. Your final here tonight, Flames 5 and the Bruins 2.
All right, quick Bruins minute, and I want to weigh in on the Zamboni goalie, Zamboni driver goalie. Boy, did they suck last night.
Stink bomb.
That's a I want my money back performance.
Yeah, stink bomb.
It was aggravating and putrid, especially post-deadline. Like, I didn't expect Nick Ritchie to be the big difference maker, but I wanted a better performance than that piece of crap that they played Saturday night. And McAvoy was useless. DeBrusque looked half asleep. Coleman was a turnover waiting to happen. It looked like three guys were trying. And after the game, Cassidy was rightly pissed. I just wish he named names, because that sucked.
Oh, he did. You'll hear the sound here coming up. He did. He named names.
I mean, that was a stink bomb. And I honestly, the biggest interest I had in the game last night, I have some thoughts on Calgary, but who gives a rat's ass? To me, was I wanted to see what Richie looked like. Slow. Oh, boy, is he slow. He's a younger, and he looked like, I'm not saying he is. So Bruins fans can keep it in their pants for a minute. Okay? He looked like Backus out there to me, for crying out loud. Like, I thought he was moving slow. So, now look, again, first game, I'm willing to cut him all the slack in the world, but there was nothing particularly impressive about that game last night from just about anybody.
Scary bad. I thought he and Coyle were scary bad to the point where they, you know, so he started with Richie with Coyle, who's been, I think, if not your best player, among your best players the last couple of weeks since the break. And boy, did that line suck. And did Coyle suck. And did Richie not really impress? He did throw his body around a little bit. I mean, he did. He tried. So at least, you know, Danton Heinen's out there doing nothing and not touching anyone. At least this guy's out there doing nothing, touching someone, which I guess I'll take. But it's not like he was particularly value add last night. And he may have even brought Coyle down. So crap ass performance. What does it mean? I'll ask me after the next game. I know that's sort of a cop out, but pretty much every time the Bruins have had to respond, they've responded this year.
Sure.
I mean, really, they have. Coming out of breaks, going into breaks, coming off of bad losses, coming off of like little losing skids. They've lost back-to-back games this year, but I don't know if they've looked worse doing it. I mean, give up 9 and 5 goals in back-to-back games. I mean, geez. So for the most part, I think pretty much every time this year, they've quote-unquote answered the bell. And I think that those last two games were so bad that I'd be surprised if they come out against Dallas on Thursday flat. Then I'd be concerned. Then I'd say, okay, now what's going on? But, you know, let me see after that last game. So there's your thought there. I am curious, you know, Richie as well. Does he fit with Coyle, or is he a fourth line guy, or is he like your 13th forward in and out of the lineup? Because if he's that bad, then I don't even know if he's in the lineup every night. Then again, you know, I thought Coyle didn't look so good when he came over last year, and he certainly rounded into form. So we got a ways to go with that. That's your thought on last night. Meanwhile, the Zamboni driving goalie who was thrown into that game in Toronto over the weekend to beat Carolina, we haven't touched because it's just a feel-good, fluffy story, and we don't do that kind of crap here. Like, do that on your own time. Wee! The Zamboni driver won a game. Neat. Wee! So we haven't even touched the story. But I did think of something. Something occurred to me as I was reading Steve Conroy's column in the Boston Herald about a lot of people in hockey aren't really that happy with it. He says it very well may have been the best story in sports in years, but it never should happen again. That's what Conroy said. It should never happen again. And I didn't even realize the implications of it. The Zamboni driver, it was in Toronto. He was a Zamboni driver for the Toronto minor league team. So he's basically an employee of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So it's like Toronto and Carolina are both on the playoff line. That's really easy for a member who or a guy who draws a paycheck from the Toronto Maple Leafs organization to go play goal for Carolina and let a couple in to let Toronto win the game.
Yeah, pretty shady, yeah.
I mean, that's pretty easy. Like, that's how you settle that? You know, as Conroy writes, the idea that two teams who are barely hanging on to a playoff spot should have at least part of their fates in the hands of not only a non-professional, but one who was employed to one of the two teams' minor league affiliates really is ludicrous. What would have happened if Ayers had allowed more than two goals as he did and let the Leafs win a game in which they had been outplayed when he entered? That's it. I mean, think of that. So, like, that can't happen. And then he quotes Andrew Raycroft, and this is something you also hear from the hockey people. And, you know, it's like it's sort of playing off Adam Jones there. You heard there in the last commercial set, his, you know, Adam Jones saying, well, what kind of sport do you have if some ham and egger can come out of the stands and beat a bunch of professionals? That doesn't say much about your sport. And Jones, of course, takes it to the next level. So then he then took that and discredited the 1980 U.S. Olympic team gold medal, because if a Zamboni driver can beat professionals, then what does any hockey win mean?
Correct. No, it's a logical progression.
So, like, I felt that was a little bit of a leap, but I mean, I see what he's saying. I think some people are sensitive to that in the league. Andrew Raycroft said that, you know, but he does believe that the league could tweak the system, perhaps holding a tryout and training camp for aspiring E-Bugs. It's called the E-Bug system, emergency backup goalie. Okay, the E-Bug system. Quote, and say, okay, these guys are the names. These guys are prepared to do this. It's not just some guy off the street. It's completely above board. It's not the Zamboni driver for the Maple Leafs, which can create a massive conflict. And the way this shakes out, these guys could get in or out of the playoffs by 1 point either way. This is part of the story, and it's going to be incredible on April 5th. That's right. If Toronto or Carolina make or miss the playoffs by 1 point, you're going to look back at the Schmuckola Zamboni goalie.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it?
Okay, so they're talking about tweaking the system. Raycroft, because Raycroft's been an emergency goalie before, too. He's been on, they have a list every NHL game. They find out guys who could possibly play net. Okay, so whether they played in the minor leagues or in college or former pros, and they're on the E-Bug list, the emergency backup goalie system.
Hello, E-Bug.
Okay.
Who do you need?
And so Raycroft,
E-Bug alert.
When he's doing the Nesson games up there in the loft, he's on this list. If both goalies get hurt for a team, he could be called down to play. And so he says, you know, make that a uniform list. I think what you have to do is take someone off the bench to play. Like, what I think about this, like, what, you got 20 guys in uniform sitting there on the bench. Make one of those guys put on the goalie pads and play. No other sport. In football, when you lose both your quarterbacks, what happens? Can you pull a guy out of the stands?
No.
The emergency right. quarterback system?
You're out of pitchers and outfielder ends up.
No, like a catcher. Like they're,
no,
like,
that's right. Yeah, you have an emergency catcher identified. Yeah.
Every MLB team used to be Pedroia, I thought. Every MLB team, if both their catchers get hurt, they have a third guy that has played it at some point in his career, is ready to go there and be the third catcher. Just stick, you know, Skippy Magoo behind the plate for the next couple of innings. If you lose both your quarterbacks or three of your quarterbacks, every team has a guy that is a break glass if we have to have it. I think the guy right now is Julian Edelman. It used to be Troy Brown.
Right.
So every team, if a NFL team loses both their quarterbacks, they can't pull some former college player out of the freaking stands. No, someone else has to go in there behind center, and I'd say the same thing for the NHL.
No, it's a good point. You know, didn't this happen to the Bruins or almost happen to the Bruins a number of years ago?
Yeah.
Remember when we thought Essenza was going to go in?
Essenza dressed up. It's like, well, this is silly. Don't tell me of the 20 guys on the bench that none of those guys ever played as a kid or in high school or don't from time to time put on the pads and screw around at practice. Make them play in net. They're NHL players. They're fully insured. There's no it may look goofy as crap, but oh well, so be it. That'll make you, you know, work a third guy in there in practice. Like, you shouldn't be able to bring a guy out of the stands. And I don't care about the mockery of that. Like, that's not my point. Because it's a fun story, and it's sort of the quirky nature of hockey. I like it. That's not my problem. My problem is you pulled a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs to play for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, and something shady could happen.
So easily.
Yeah, really, yeah. And there'd be no way to tell. And, you know, the first two shots on him the other night, he gave up goals.
They went in.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're the Carolina Hurricanes, it's like, you know what? No. We'll just take the guy at the end of our bench who played in high school, and he goes. Like, that's what you should do anyway. That's what you should do. And I don't know why that took me so long to figure it out, but that's the problem with the Zamboni-driving goalie. So there's that. We'll get back to your thoughts. You want to weigh in on the hockey, you can. Tom Brady to Tampa, all of this new Mike Giardi report, that three teams are commonly mentioned with Tom Brady as next destination. We'll get to all that with your calls after this. Oh, and something for free. Giveaway for you right after these words.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Clearly not good enough. I thought some guys came to play and some guys didn't. Didn't break a sweat, some of them, it looked like. I'm sure their effort, where they were trying, they were just in between or couldn't execute or whatever. But at the end of the day, it wasn't good enough. I didn't see much energy, much offense, much willingness to recover pucks. The Coil line had a rare off night. They're just fighting it. So you try to kind of mix it up a little bit. You know, Krejci and DeBrusk haven't produced a whole lot lately. So there's a little, let's just get a guy away from a guy for a while, see if that loosens him up. Sometimes it works. Tonight it did not.
So he mentions names there, Murray.
I didn't know that. I had only heard the clip that started that. So he did name Krejci and DeBrusk, who did suck last night.
Oh, the middle six were brutal.
Yeah. Third lines, yeah.
And David Pastrnak was...
Oh, how about that play in the wall where he just let the puck go by?
Horrible. And the first goal, I think he just gave it up in the neutral zone. Soft. But they create and they showed up. And so, like, but the middle six, the Coil line, ooh, with Richie. Ooh. Garbage. And so, yep, I still like Cassidy. I still like he's
straightforward.
I guess he's ripping his team, but it's not overboard. He doesn't feel like he's lost him yet. He will. Eventually he will, as all hockey coaches do. It's a matter of time. But I still feel like he has that right balance of talent like it is, calling him out when it needs to be called out, but not losing the room. And like, I still feel he's in the sweet spot there. It'll end, as it does for all of them. He's just not there yet.
Yeah, he's not insulting about it, right? He's just matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, Krejci and DeBrusk didn't have it. So he does. He just kind of says it, and that's it. I mean, but, you know, Calgary's given him a couple of good games. I don't love the matchup for them either. It feels like they can't get pucks to the net. Like, last night, it felt like, I looked it up. It was 16 block shots. It felt like 25. Like, they just, for some reason, Calgary gives them a hard time. I don't love the matchup for the Bruins. Not that, you know.
Well, the game out in Calgary was tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, guns blazing out of the gate. But, again, it was then a 4-3 game, right? I mean, it's a one-goal game. So, like, I just think, for whatever reason, it's not a great fit for them.
Okay, 617-779-0985, our buddy Cam on Brady to the Bucks. How do you feel about that, Cam?
I'm in the minority because I know a lot of Bucks fans. And, you know, believe it or not, Mike, there's another fan base that said, well, what are we going to do with Jameis? Like, they're actually contemplating not giving Tom Brady because they what to do with the current quarterback. But, guys, just imagine this. Close your eyes, picture LeBron James, and put him in a Memphis Grizzlies uniform. That's the equivalent, really, of Brady going to Tampa.
Exactly.
Put Sidney Crosby on the Florida Panthers.
Exactly.
I mean, really. Like, I mean, I, again, from a football standpoint, I get it. He's a great pass catcher down there. I get it, and that's a winnable division. If they had a competent quarterback this year, they probably would have won that division. But it's still Tampa.
And I feel the same way.
It's a good way to put it.
If you took the exact circumstance there, coach, roster, ownership, division, the whole thing, and put them in any other city other than, say, Jacksonville, like one or two, or in any other place.
Tell you what, take them and the Chargers and flip them.
Yeah, I think that the Bucks/Chargers become really viable.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, again, you take the same roster and put it out in L.A., and that could work. I can see that. Tampa? No way. No effing way. I'm sorry. No. Like, what? Yeah, Tom, Brady, why don't you come down to Tampa? You can play for us and go to the strip joints. We'll see you at Mons Venus. Like, come on. It's just, it's a hole in the ground for crying. That place sucks.
Murray says, oh, I need it. Please go to Tampa, Tom. The thing is, if Brady wants to go on the ha-ha tour and, you know, blow everybody.
That's a place to do it.
He could do it there.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, my God, you went to Tampa and made them a real team and turned that into a real franchise and won down in Tampa? Now that's a blowing I'll accept. Like, ha-ha, you got it. Like, that's worthwhile. That, to me, is worth the ha-ha tour. I turned Tampa into a real place. That's showing me something. Coming back here and winning with Bill, that doesn't show me anything.
No, it's like Parcells coming to the Patriots. Take that job and turn it around.
There
right?
You go.
And there's your badge of honor. I mean, that would be quite a story. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't see it.
I still have this giveaway coming up. Stay tuned for this. Mike and Melrose just jumped on the Bees. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Nick Ritchie must be missing his brother down there in Providence because he's going to be down there pretty damn soon.
Scary.
They're going to be skating on the wing together because that looked ugly last night.
Ugly.
I mean, he killed that line.
So Coyle wasn't good either. I don't want, you know, like, and Coyle wasn't good in Vancouver, so maybe it's just a confluence of things. But if that's Nick Ritchie, then he's, you know, I'm not even sure if he's in your lineup every night in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a good, the way he played last night, he's a fringe guy.
So, I mean, that's what Heinen was. He wasn't in the lineup either. So it's not like you lost anything to get that. That's the, I don't know if that's a silver lining. And again, I'd rather have someone who does nothing and at least checks every once in a while, which Heinen wasn't even doing. But in terms of him, you know, adding to the equation, I don't, if that's what you're going to get from last night, he ain't adding to the equation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking for him, and I know nobody is. To take a step sideways, what does that do, right? I'm not lamenting the loss of Heinen at all, and my guess is that most people aren't. But are you helping the cause or are you not? Like, last night did not look good. He was slow.
Scott,
wow.
Scott and Weymouth, you're up. Quickly.
Yes, what's up? All right, Bruins are winning the Cup, guys, and here's why. Four reasons. A, experience. This team's been there, done that. B, they're getting tougher by the minute. I love the pickup of Richie. C, they're going to have home ice for every series. D, Coyle's line is going to be unbelievable. The Bruins are winning the Cup this year, in my opinion, versus Edmonton. And what?
Okay, I'm sorry. We're up against it. I'll give you 1-4. You know, again, Richie, you're saying Richie's going to be some sort of key to the Cup? What? Based on what?
You know, I say I can't take Brady to Tampa seriously.
You can't take Scott seriously?
Every time he opens his mouth, there's never anything that comes out of it that makes me say, oh, that's a good point.
And you had home ice last year, Scott. What did that do for you?
I mean, I'm not dumping on the guy. I guess I suppose I'm dumping on the guy.
Yep.
I as soon as I hear his voice, I say, I tune out.
Home ice after the first round means nothing. Home ice after the first round versus Toronto. And that's the only time it means anything is if you're playing Toronto. So... And you might play Toronto, so that might help you in that first round as it has, you know, three or four previous times. Other than that, it means diddly poo, means squat, means nothing. Home ice means nothing. And sometimes in some cases, I think it even kind of hurts you. I think coming home last year, I would have rather have game 7 been on the road last year than be at home. The more pressure at home and you feel it more at home, blah, blah, blah. So, nope. And if you think Nick Ritchie is going to be the key, then wow. I'm sorry. I don't feel you on that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.